Good evening, brothers and sisters.
大家晚安。
Tonight, the topic for our sermon is, Have you forgotten?
今天晚上呢，用这个题目，我们是不是忘记了呢？来做题目，跟大家勉励。
Introduction.
我们先简介一下。
If we look at our human being, our memory is a very important part of our whole person.
如果今天我们看到我们自己的记忆，是人类呢最重要的一个部分。
If you have good memory, will make you studies easier.
那么如果我们的记忆很好，会让我们学习很快。
And then the job you perform may be even better.
那么我们所做的工作呢，也许能够表现得更好。
From young until old, we keep our memory.
从小到大，我们总是有记忆。
If you lose your memory, then it's very miserable.
如果我们的记忆丧失了，将会是一个非常糟糕的事情。
Just like in the old people, the Alzheimer's disease is very dreadful.
那么就好像老人家有时候会有这个
痴呆症，
就会是一个很大的问题。
But we ask ourselves, is human memory is it good or bad? Next, the first line introduction.
那么首先第一个引言也就告诉问问看自己说，我们人的记忆到底是好还是不好
？Let me ask you, right? Last week, this time, this minute, what were you doing?
我们问问大家，上个礼拜此时此刻记得什么吗？
What did you eat last week dinner?
那上个礼拜三我们到底晚上吃了些什么
？I may not even remember.
也许大家都忘记了。
One year ago today, what were you doing?
一年前的今天，我们记不记得自己做了什么事
？I think there are a lot of things happening in our life that we will just know it and we will forget it.
今天我们有很多事情在我们手边经过之后，有时候知道了却忘记了。
It doesn't sink into our so-called long-term memory.
那么有些时候我们做过的事不见得能够进入我们记忆的最深的地方。
90% of things maybe we forget.
90% 的事情也许在我们手中过了之后就忘记了。
However, it is something that very important that we must not and we should not and must not forget.
但是呢在我们的人生当中有些事情非常的重要而且是绝对不可以忘记。
Yeah, in our mind, if you look at the next line,
我们继续看下一页。
If you look at the next slide, which tells us that in our memory, in our brain, there are so many things.
这里告诉我们说，在我们脑海当中充满了很多的回忆。
Look at this diagram, right? How many different items are there?
我们看看在这个图画里面呢，到底充满了什么东西记在我们的脑海里
？Phone call, food, pictures, messages.
我们看到了有各式各样的讯息、电话、吃过的东西、想做的事情。
Relationship.
或是我们的跟别人的关系
，But everything are mixing together.
许多事情都充满在我们的脑海里面
，But there are something you should not forget.
但是这里面有许多的事情是绝对不可忘记的。
Next slide tell us if we forget, then we'll be in big trouble, big problem.
再下来告诉我们，有些记忆如果我们真的忘了，可能会引起很大麻烦的。
Especially spiritually speaking.
尤其是以属灵的角度来看。
When I read the Bible, especially when I was reading the book of Jeremiah, there was one phrase that really caught my eyes.
尤其是我们在读耶利米书的时候呢，有一段经节真的让我记忆深刻啊。
That is God asking the people of Israelite.
也就是神问了以色列民
，Have you forgotten something?
你们是不是忘了什么
？That is our topic tonight.
这就是我们今天利用。这一段来分享的。
So have we forgotten something?
我们是不是忘了什么
？So let's look at what are they.
我们看看到底忘了什么。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 44.
耶利米书44章。
Next line. When I say next line, AV, please keep up.
我们看到下一行。
The first point tell us don't forget the mistake that you make in the past.
在这里，第一行告诉我们说，不要忘记过去我们所犯的错误。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 44 verse 9.
我们请看耶利米书44章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 44 verse 9.
耶利米书44章的第九节。第九节，你们列祖的恶行，犹大列王和他们妃姬的恶行，你们自己和你们妻子的恶行，就是在犹大地耶路撒冷街上所行的。你们都忘了吗
？Verse ten，
第十节，到如今还没有懊悔，没有惧怕，没有遵行我在你们和你们列祖面前所设立的法度律例。
When I read this passage, that really struck my mind and opened my heart.
读到这两节，真的让我眼界都大开了。
Because when we read the book of Jeremiah, lot of bad things happened to the people of Israelites.
我们看到耶利米书在读当中，我们看到了以色列民犯了很多错误。
From the time they entered the promised land.
当他们进入那迦南美地的时候,
that they have keep sinning against God.
但是他们在进入的那一刻开始就持续不断的得罪神。
So God allowed them to be disciplined and to be punished.
所以神也按照他的公义让以色列民得到该有的惩罚。
However, every time when something bad happened to them,
但是每一次当有不好的事情在他们身上发生了,
they forget immediately after when they get relief.
当他们变好之后就忘记了过去发生的事情。
So the people of Israel forgot about God's discipline and punishment.
所以以色列民常常忘记神为什么要惩罚他们的原因。
And they forgot about their own mistake.
他们也忘记了自己曾经犯下的错误。
So let's look at the next line. This is a very good saying.
所以我们看下一行,这边很好的一句话。
The next line. The past is there for us to look back at our mistakes.
我们的过去也就是让我们了解过去的错误。
But the future is there to make sure we don't make the same one.
所谓的未来也就是我们不要再犯下会让我们后悔的事。
Yeah, some people say, well, we should forget about the past.
有的人说,哎呀,忘了过去吧。
Yes, sometimes you forget about the past.
是的,我们有时候真的需要忘记过去。
But you should not forget about why you suffer so much.
但是我们却不要忘记为什么我们曾经经历过那痛苦。
Why you fall into that trap.
为什么我会掉在那痛苦的陷阱里?
For example, if there's a pit hole, if there's a pit in the road.
比如说路上有一个洞。
Okay, now the first time you pass there, you're not careful, you're watching your cell phone, and then you didn't watch the road, and then you fall into it.
第一次经过这条路的时候，也许你没注意，也许在做别的事，掉进这个洞里了。
And then you break your leg, and then you hurt your teeth. You break the teeth.
掉进去以后断了腿，断了牙。 受伤很严重,
and then you are crying, you are suffering.
那么在洞里面你会哭, 你会觉得很辛苦。
Why? I didn't listen to my mom and say, don't use the cell phone when I'm walking.
哎呀, 我真的会后悔, 就是说刚才妈妈叫我不要用手机啊, 在路上。
Next time, and I get better, you know, I never use the phone when I'm walking.
啊, 下一次呢, 我只要爬出这个洞呢, 我好了之后, 我绝对记住这件事情。
Okay, after a few months, you get better.
那几个月之后, 我们确实好了。
You walk again.
那我们继续在路上走了,
then you feel bored.
然后呢, 你会觉得很无聊了,
everybody else is watching using the phone.
因为大家走路都边看手机了,
and then using the phone again, you think, ah, it's okay.
你会很自在地就把手机拿出来继续走继续看,
and then you fall into the same pit.
那么同样的, 你在这条路上掉进同样的洞里,
and you break your leg, the same leg, second time.
那再度又断了那同样断的那条腿,
I think nobody will pity on you, you're just foolish, you're just stupid.
这个时候人家再看到你, 不会觉得你可怜, 反而觉得你太笨了。
Not because you hurt your leg,
并不是因为你断了腿,
but because you never learn from the same mistake.
而是你在断腿之后呢, 却没有学习, 这是一个错误的事情。
So the people of Israel, they did not remember, they forget about the mistake they make to God.
所以以色列民真的常常忘记了他们犯罪得罪神的事。
And then that's why they keep suffering.
所以他们持续不断地被神惩罚, 被神放在苦海里。
Now, brother and sister, today think about yourself.
弟兄姐妹, 我们今天要好好地想一想。
God asks you, have you forgotten what mistake you make in the first place?
神也会常常问我们, 之前你犯过什么错误啊?
Why you keep doing the things that you say you avoid doing it again?
为什么你这个错, 上次说不要再犯了, 今天又犯呢?
But we human beings, we just keep making the same mistake over and over again because we forget.
今天我们人类就是常常犯下过去曾经犯过的错误, 因为我们常常忘记那个错误。
You didn't put the pain of the first mistake deep enough in your memory.
我们并没有把过去那错误所带来的痛苦深深地记在这个脑海里。
We forget very easily when God opened a way for us, when God solved our problem, and then we forget about the whole thing.
当神怜悯我们所犯下的错误, 让我们脱离这个苦难的时候, 我们就忘记了为什么会这样的事情发生。
That is exactly our problem.
这个就是我们今天的最大问题。
We forget our mistake and we make the mistake over again.
今天我们忘记过去的错误, 却又犯下未来的错误。
Brother and sister, think about yourself.
弟兄姐妹, 我们常常自己想,
what kind of mistake you make more than once already?
我们会想想说我们这个错误犯了几次了。
If you make a mistake more than once, you should be very careful.
如果我们这个错误已经犯了超过两次以上, 我们事实上要小心了。
Because next time, it will bring more pain to us.
因为下一次的痛苦可能比这一次更严重了。
The second thing we should not forget.
第二件我们不可以忘记的。
Next slide.
我们看下一页。
We should not forget our covenant with God.
我们绝对不可以忘记与神所立的约。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 17.
我们请看列王记上，列王记下。
Chapter 17, verse 38.
列王记下17章的第38节。
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 38.
列王记下17章38节。我主与你们所立的约，你们不可忘记，也不可敬畏别神。39节，但是敬畏主你们的神，他必救你们脱离一切仇敌的手。
Now, here tell us, God tell us, you should not forget the covenant that you made with God Himself.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，我们与神所立的约不可以忘记啊。
What is a covenant?
什么叫做约？
Covenant is a promise and is an arrangement, is an agreement that God has made with His people.
那么也就是神跟他的百姓所立下的一个约定。
From the time of Abraham,
从亚伯拉罕开始
，God made a covenant with him and his descendant and his children.
神就与亚伯拉罕立下的约，以及亚伯拉罕的后代都按照这个约而立
，including Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and all the people of Israel.
一直到后面的约瑟、雅各以所有的人都与神立下这个约。
Even under the Mount Sinai,
就算来到了西乃山下
，with Moses giving them the Ten Commandments and the Law,
当摩西给了神所赐的十诫命之后
，there's one very basic covenant that God promised the people.
那么这里有一个非常基础的约呢，神应许给人类
，I will be your God, I will be look after you.
他告诉你这些百姓说，我就是你的神，我要永远照顾你
，bless you so much that you lack nothing in your life.
换句话，我要祝福你呢，在你一生毫无缺乏。
But you should not worship other gods. You only respect me and worship me.
但是重点，绝对不可以敬畏别的神，你只能敬畏我主你的神。
Now God He Himself He keep this covenant.
那么神真的立了他的约，也守他的约。
Let's look at the next line. Tell us.
我们再看下一页，告诉我们了。
Let's look at the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1.
这就来到了生命这个四世纪的二章第一节了。
Judges chapter 2 verse 1, what does it say here?
四世纪二章第一节这里说什么？
Judges chapter 2 verse 1 tell us, God said, I will never break my covenant with you.
四世纪第二章第一节，神非常清楚地说，我永不废弃与你们所立的约。
Because God keeps His promise.
因为神守了他的约。
But who break the covenant?
但是谁毁了这个约？
The people break the covenant.
以色列百姓亲自毁了神的约。
The next line tells us the covenant is very clear.
再下来这一页告诉我们什么叫做约，非常的清楚了。
God said, "I'll be your God and you'll be my people."
神自己说了。
Next line already.
下一页告诉我们说，我是你的神，你是我的人呐。
This is just a wonderful promise.
我们看到这个约是多么美的约。
Do you want God to be your God and look after you all your life?
今天我们不都希望神亲自的照顾我们，永远是我们的神
？You have to keep His covenant.
但重点，我们要守约。
The next line tell us.
下一章告诉我们。
Just like two persons shaking hand, right? When nowadays when people make a deal of the business, at the end, shake the hand, sign the paper.
所以我们想象这个约，就好像人跟人之间签了一个约，最后呢握手合定了。
Not only God make a covenant with the people in the Old Testament.
那么神不只是在旧约跟人立了约。
God today shake your hand. God make a promise. God using His blood to make a covenant.
今天神也在现在呢跟我们握手，跟我们立约一样的，用他的宝血。
Shaking a hand is not even serious enough for God to make a covenant.
我们看到握手不是那么谨慎的约。
What did God use? What did Jesus use to make a covenant with us?
今天我们看到耶稣用什么样的东西来跟我们立约呢
？Next slide.
我们看下一页。
Let's turn to Matthew 26.
我们请看马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26 verse 28.
马太福音二十六章的第二十八节。
Matthew 26 verse 28.
马太福音二十六章的第二十八节。二十六章二十八节，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦啊。
This is my blood of the covenant, Jesus said.
这里主耶稣自己说了，这是我立约的血。
Can you imagine somebody love us so much, using his own blood to save our life to make a covenant?
我们可以想象，他为我们牺牲那么多，这么爱我们，用了他自己的血来跟我们立约啊。
Today in the COVID-19. Not of doctors, nurses. They risk their life. They work in the hospital to take care of other people. They risk to getting infected himself.
今天我们看到许多人因为这个病毒的关系，医生、护士照顾病人，冒着自己的生命危险来照顾病人。
So we respect the healthcare worker tremendously and pray for them and ask God to take care of them and bless them.
所以今天我们非常尊敬这第一线的人员，也求神真的能够保守他们。
Because they sacrifice themselves.
原因是因为呢，他们愿意为他人而牺牲。
But of course, not every healthcare worker die for other people, right?
但是我们都知道，不是每一个医院的工作者都会为了病人而死。
They know they have the risk, but not everyone will die.
他们知道他们有风险，但是不见得会因此而死。
But we respect them so much.
但是我们就这样就很尊敬他们了。
But Lord Jesus Christ, He came to die for us.
但是主耶稣基督来到这个世界上为你我而死。
He used the blood to make the covenant.
他用血来跟我们立约。
Pour out His life for many.
那么他为了人流出许多，为了流出宝血，为了你跟我。
Now can you say no to someone who loves us so much?
今天我们怎么可以跟耶稣说不？我不需要你的血，这么爱我们的耶稣呢
？Can you forget about Him?
今天我们也不能够忘记他对我的爱呀。
Can you forget about His covenant?
我们怎么能够忘记跟他立的约呢
？Let's first sing a hymn.
我们首先来唱一首诗。
340.
我们唱赞美诗340首。
340.
340首。
Jesus, what a friend for sinner.
这里告诉我奇妙的救主啊。
Verse 2. Jesus brought us our strength in weakness. Let me hide myself in Him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing, He my strength, my victory win. Hallelujah, for a Savior, Hallelujah, for a friend, saving, helping, keeping, loving, He was with me through the last verse. Jesus tried to now receive Him, good and true, indeed my foe. He and branches of forgiveness, my wounded head is high. Hallelujah, John our Savior, Hallelujah, what a thrill. Saving, telling, giving, loving, He is with me to the end. Jesus, what a friend for sinner.
这边告诉我们，耶稣就是我们的恩友。
Because He loves us so much, make a covenant with us.
原因是因为呢，他用血跟我们做了非常亲密的立约。
So, let's not forget about His grace.
因此呢，我们不要忘记他的恩典。
Let's not forget about what we promised Him that we should do.
那再下来，我们不要忘记我们答应他我们该做的事。
Okay, the third point, next line.
再下来看下一页。
The Bible also tells us shall never forget His grace.
圣经告诉我们说，不要忘记神的恩惠。
Let's turn to Psalm 103, verse 2.
我们请看诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103, verse 2.
诗篇103篇的第二节。103篇第二节，我的心啊，你要称颂主，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
3.
第三节，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。 第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。第五节，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
The summers tell himself that should never forget about the grace of God.
诗篇自己在诗篇这这诗人在这里作诗，告诉提醒他自己不要忘记神的一切恩惠。
Sometimes you may think, "Wow, God gave me so much grace. How could I forget about Him? There's no way I forget."
有时候我们会告诉自己说，神给我这么多的恩典，我怎么会忘记他呢
？I always remember Him.
我当然会永远记得他。
Well, if the first day, first week, or first month, you remember.
是的，刚得到恩典的头一个月，也许我们都还记得。
Wow, you even testify to everybody. Wow, you know, God loves me so much. God saved my life.
甚至在那一段时间，我们会愿意为他来做见证，因为神救了我的命，给了我好多恩典。
If you look at these few words, how many different kind of grace are there?
在这边我们看到，在这几节里面看到有多少的恩惠啊。
Verse 3 tells us God forgives our sin.
第三节这里告诉我们，其中一个恩惠就是赦免我们一切罪孽。
Now, for those who are newly baptized, after they receive water baptism, wow, they feel God loves them so much. They always come to church.
当我们刚刚受洗的时候，神真的赦免我们，爱我们，我们每天来教会。
But after 1 year, 2 years, how many still there?
但是一年、两年之后，谁还记得神当时给我的恩典呢
？Now, and then the second grace, wow, God healed my sickness.
然后再下来第二个恩惠，医治我一切的疾病啊！
I have seen many members.
我看过许多的弟兄姐妹。
In their sick bed, when they are suffering, they said, "You know, if God heal me, I will love God."
我们看到弟兄姐妹当生病的时候，我们总是说，主如果救我的话，那么我就会很爱他了。
Go to church more.
而且我要更常常去教会啊。
Yes, and God heal them.
是的，当神医治他之后。
After a few months, you cannot see them.
那么几个月之后，也许你再也看不到这个弟兄姐妹了。
Verse 4, another grace, God saved their life from death.
第四节更进一步的恩惠，救赎我们脱离死亡啊。
Some people encounter accident, they almost die in a car accident or plane accident or something.
我们听过很多的见证，有些人真的因为车祸差点死掉了。
Wow, and then they come to testify.
然后呢，站出来为神做见证。
But after some years, oh, they forget.
几年过后呢，他也忘记了。
And then verse 5 tells God has given them so many good things in their life.
第五节，神用很多的美物让他们能够得以知足啊。
Maybe jobs, maybe houses, or wives, or family, anything.
也许是家庭，也许是工作，也许是很好的房子、生活，一切的事情。
But sometimes after we receive the gift, we forget the giver.
但是有时候我们接受了美物之后，却忘记了给美物是谁给的。
The next line，
再下一页。
It tells us when times are good, will be easy to forget about God。
再下一页这里告诉我们了，顺境的时候很容易忘记神呐。
Sometimes you may think that it may not happen to me, but actually it's so true. It can happen to anybody。
那么有时候会大家会觉得说，哎呀，这个不会发生在我身上啊，别人也许会发生呐。
When life is better。Easier to forget God.
有时候我们人真的在顺境里面，很容易去忘记神的。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们来看《申命记》
verse chapter 8 verse 11.
《申命记》第八章的十一节。
11 to 17.
十一节到第十七节，八章的第十一节，《申命记》，你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。第十二节。恐怕你吃的饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。第十三节，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增了。十四节，你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。十五节，引你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来。第十六节，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，是要苦练你、试炼你，叫你终久享福。十七节，恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。
From this we know what God worried the most.
在这边我们看到神担心呐。
God forgot.God worry about the people who forget about him.
神担心以色列百姓就因为这样的生活忘记他了。
When will people forget about God?
什么时候神最容易忘记神
？Even though the people complain, no food, no water, and they murmur, but they still know God is there.
以色列民在旷野的时候，也许向神抱怨没水、没吃、没有地方休息，但是他们知道神还在那里啊。
Because they love their life is very tough.
因为他们知道他们过的生活是非常艰苦的。
Every day they must rely on the manna supplied by God.
每一天他们都要依靠着神所赐给他们的 manna 来得饱足。
They walk a very difficult journey.
因为他们走的路非常的艰难。
Without the pillar of cloud and fire, they would die in the wilderness.
那在旷野当中没有云柱火柱的带领，他们也许会冻死、会饿死、会冷死。
They have no time to think about other things. They have to survive.
换句话，在这艰难的路程当中，他们只想要活命，不会想其他的事。
But when their life is settled down.
但是当他们安顿之后
，They started to forget.
他们开始渐渐忘记。
They started to enjoy life, think about big houses and a farm and make different kind of food.
因为他们开始吃得饱、睡得着，好物质、好东西都在他们的面前了。
Yeah, they enjoyed the gift, but they forgot who gave it to them.
他们领受了这些美物之后，却忘记到底谁给他们这些美物。
So when we living a good life.
所以今天我们在顺境当中。
Actually, that is the time when our faith goes down.
在顺境当中，常常就是我们失落信仰的时候。
We living in Canada, living in Vancouver, just like living in the promised land, so everything is so abundant.
今天我们住在加拿大，住在温哥华这个地区，就好像住在那加美的地方一样，什么都有。
Weather is good, food is good, everything.
天气又好，吃的又好。
Until now, something happened.
一直到今天，事情发生了。
Pandemic.
我们看到这些大疫情发生了。
I think not only Vancouver, but everywhere in the world.
我们也看到不只是温哥华，全世界都因为这个疫情所感染了。
I think spiritually, this is a wake-up call for the members.
以属灵角度来看，对我们基督徒来说是一个敲醒的钟啊。
Now, when your life is good, you think about what do you think about? Vacation.Eat restaurant, earn more money, change to big houses. You think you're going to live forever?
当没有这一切这些逆境的时候呢，我们总是想着我们住好的地方，穿好的，想想到哪里去玩，总是为自己着想而已啊。
You think that life is supposed to be good and healthy, and you live long?
因为我们总觉得信主就应该过这样好的生活才对啊。
And suddenly, a lot of people forget about God.
但是很容易在这个时候就忘记了神。
You may say that no, I didn't forget about God.
我们会说怎么会呢？我怎么会忘记神
？What does it mean to forget about God？
什么叫做忘记了神
？Doesn't mean that you deny God exists。
不是说我们当面拒绝了神，不认同他的存在。
Forget about God is when you do not put Him first in your life。
什么叫忘记神？就是当我们不把神放在我们生命的第一位的时候，那叫忘记神。
You don't think He's the most important。
因为当我们不把神当成最重要的时候，那叫忘记神。
Yeah, He's there.But I just put him aside later, not now. I'm so busy.
是的，我知道我有信神，我知道神在那边，但是我现在忙得很，顾不了他了。
Yeah, when I need him, I'll come.
但是当我需要这位神的时候，是的，我也会亲近他。你放心。
He's just like a toolbox, just like an umbrella, or just like a doctor. When you need him, you go there, and then after that, no problem, he's not needed.
换句话，我们把神当成有需要才来的神，把它当成工具箱，把它当成一把雨伞，需要再说。
God is not your umbrella.
但是神不是只是单单我们的雨伞而已。
He is not your doctor.
他更不是我们随时的医生而已。
He is not your medicine.
他也不是我们随时要吃的特效药而已。
He is more than that.
他是远远超过以上所说的一切。
He is the Lord of your life.
今天他是我们生命之主啊。
And he is even more important than your life because he is the one who give you life.
他甚至超过我们自己的生命，因为他是赐给我们生命的主啊。
Just like now, the pandemic, everyone can die. Nobody can say 100% they are safe.
今天我们看到这种疫情的大爆发，我们没有说自己就绝对能够经过这疫情的考验呐。
What is the most important?
什么才是最珍贵的
？This is a wake-up call from our easy life every day.
今天就是我们在这顺境当中，这一刻就是敲醒我们的警钟啊。
So this is good for us.
这对我们来说是好的。
Because which next line tell us?
因为下一页告诉我们呢
Never let the abundance of God's gift cause you to forget the giver.
我们不能够因为神赐我们这丰富的美物就忘记了神的存在啊
Never let us never forget His love for us.
今天我们绝对不可以忘记神对我们的爱啊
Well, if you give something to another person,
今天如果我们很好心的给别人某些东西
Yeah, he say thank you for the gift.
那么他人家会说啊，谢谢你啦，给我的东西啦。
And then he turned around and don't talk to you and forget about you. He only remember the gift. How will you feel?
然后呢，他一转身呢，只看到他手边的礼物，却忘记谁给他的。你觉得怎么样呢
？Next time you call him or her, he doesn't even pick up the call. He said, "I'm so busy with your gift."
那么下一回你再打电话给他的时候，他说：“我正在拆你的礼物，我已经忘记你谁给我的了。
”Then you'll be so sad.
我们会觉得难过，不是吗
？Everything that we have.
因为我们今天所有的一切
，Even we are breathing today, we are still healthy.
就算我们今天所呼吸的新鲜空气，我们还是很健康的在呼吸着。
Family.
我们的家庭。
Everything comes from God.
今天我们眼前的所有一切都是由神而来。
Next line.
下一页。
Also a good reminder. Don't forget God when you get what you pray for.
今天我们不可以因为祷告后所得神所给我们的而忘记了神呐、
啊。People get what they ask in prayer, turn around, say thank you, God, bye bye, next time.
有时候我们在祷告得到神的应许之后，我们有时候真的站起来忘记了神在哪里。
Now, when times get tough, next slide.
在下一页我们看。
When times get tough, also we should not forget about God.
有时候在困难的时候也不可以忘记神呐、
啊。Yeah, we learn about in good time we should not forget, but sometimes in bad time, tough time you may forget God.
刚才我们说到在顺境的时候不可以忘记神，在逆境当中更不可以忘记神。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
来，我们看创世纪的五十章。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 19.
创世纪第五十章第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”二十节，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景、啊。
This is a very famous statement spoken by Joseph to his brother to comfort them.
这段圣经我们看到了约瑟的说出非常好的一段话，告诉了他的兄弟们。
Joseph's life was very miserable after he was sold to Egypt.
我们都知道约瑟的生活是非常的凄惨，他被卖到埃及之后。
Before that, he was a son beloved by his father.
我们知道约瑟被卖之前呢，他是一个父亲疼爱的小孩啊。
He even got the best treatment.
他得到父亲最好的疼爱啊。
His father gave him a wonderful colored garment.
他的爸爸给了他一件非常好看的彩衣啊。
And he received the favor of the father every day.
那么他得到爸爸一生的宠爱，真的没有话说的。
Even God gave him the dreams that had tell him something in the future he'd be so special.
那么神在梦中告诉他说，他日后将要遇见的事情是多么的特别。
He remember God has big plan for him.
他知道神对他有大型的计划。
Suddenly, his life turned around.
突然间呢，他的生活变了。
He sold to Egypt.
他被卖到埃及了。
He worked in the house of Potiphar.
那么他在波特法的家里面工作当仆人了。
As a slave, no money, no freedom, no dignity.
既然是个仆人，就没有自由，没有任何的尊严可言呐。
The year of 17, my two sons, right? Isaac, Samuel, they're 17. Joseph was sold to Egypt, just like my son's age.
那么约瑟被卖出去的时候，十七岁，就好像我的孩子一样。当年在那个时候
，Sometimes I imagine how can he survive?
我们有时候会想象十七岁的约瑟怎么活下来的。
But they don't forget about God.
但是在这个困境当中，约瑟没有忘记神。
He said no to temptation.
他跟所有的诱惑说不要，不可以有这种诱惑。
Now you may think that, well, when a person keep his faith, God's supposed to bless him, right?
有时候我们会想，约瑟这么好的人，既然记得神，神应该祝福他呀。
But the opposite has happened.
但是呢，相反的。
He said no to temptation, and then he was put to jail.
他不因为诱惑犯罪神，但是因为这样呢，却被下到监狱里了。
When he was a slave, at least he has some freedom to move around in the house.
就算他在人。
Put on chains.
就算他在人家家里面当奴隶，但是呢，还是可以自由行动。但是他已经被锁在监狱，是完全失去自由了。
So he lost the last thing that he had.
换句话呢，他连最基本的自由都已经没有了。
But did he forget about God?
但是这个时候失去自由的约瑟，他忘记什么
？No, he didn't forget.
当然，他从不忘记。
Even though he has doubt.
虽然他也许怀疑了。
Why this thing will happen to me?
为什么我做到这种地步，神好像他都还不看顾我呢
？How long will this keep going on？
那么这样的光景到底要多久呢
？But he never forsake God.
但是就算这样的情况之下，他也绝对不离弃神呐、
啊。He remembered God.
因为他永远记得神。
And then after long time, after all this happened, he became the prime minister of Egypt, and his brothers come to buy for food, and he saved his whole family. And then he knows.
然后经过了很长一段时间，一直到这整个事情开展发展下来，他的兄弟们来到埃及领粮食的时候，他知道了。
All this harm, verse 20 said, all this harm you did to me actually is good, is from God.
所以二十节对他的人生是一个结论，说这一切的事情，神的意思原是好的。
Without God, Joseph cannot survive all this.
我们看到，如果没有神，约瑟活不下来的。
And if Joseph did not have the hope of God will help him, he cannot endure.
我们看到约瑟如果对神没有盼望的话，他一样忍受不住的。
Even though he didn't understand why.
也许他当时不晓得为什么这样子。
But he keep his faith.
但是他保住对神的信仰。
And after many years, he understood. Oh yeah, you know that is good. God has a good plan.
经过几年，这么多年之后，他终于说出了神的意思原是好的。
Just like God put up the last piece of the puzzle, and then the whole picture finish.
我们就看到像好像神把最后一个方块放进去呢，哎，这个图画就非常漂亮了。
Yeah, sometimes our life can be just turned upside down.
有时候我们的生活整个就是颠倒过来了。
Just like the pandemic happens, you may lose a lot of things.
我们看到这样的疫情爆发之后，许多人失去了很多东西。
This is not something that you are looking forward to.
当然，这不是我们所期待的。
Troubles,
我们看到很多的问题跟困难，我们也看到这些失业的。
Maybe even your health suffer.
也许我们的健康都受到了影响。
However, God allowed these difficulties to happen to us.
但是我们要记住，神允许这一切发生在我们的身边。
Don't forget to rely on Him in the difficult time.
就算就在这个时候，我们更不可以忘记，在这困难当中要记得神。
The next line.
在下一页。
It's a very good saying. It's totally according to the Bible, right?
这真的是按照圣经所讲的下一页的。
When God push you to the edge of difficulties,
当神把我们推到了这个困难的边缘的时候
，trust Him fully.
这个时候要做什么呢？就是要全心信靠他。
Because two things can happen.
因为呢，有两件事情紧接下要发生了。
Either He'll catch you when you fall.
那么就算我们跌下了悬崖，神会伸手接我们。
Or He'll teach you how to fly.
或是他会教我们如何飞离这个悬崖。
The Bible uses an analogy to tell us God taking care of the people of Israel just like an eagle training the little eagle to fly.
圣经常常会告诉我们说，神教导以色列百姓就好像老鹰带小鹰一样，教他们如何飞行啊。
In the past, I've shared a sermon like that.
那么在过去，我曾经跟大家分享过这样的一个道理。
God stir up the nest of the little eagle, just like the mother eagle stir up the nest.
那么神就好像母鹰一样呢，把这个巢给翻过来，让小鹰通通飞下去。
Push the little eagle to the edge.
然后把这些小鹰通通推到这个悬崖的边缘。
They're crying.
也许这些小鹰们都哭了。
And they're struggling.
也许他们都害怕了。
They think they are going to die.
他们觉得就要摔下去了。
But they try to fly.
也许他们正是想要飞的，想要飞起来。
When the time they almost fall, they almost drop down, and the mother eagle using the back to carry them.
我们看这些小鹰们，也许就这样摔下来了，但是老鹰会从旁边呢来把他们带走，扶起来。
God will not let you to be destroyed.
那么神就像这样子。
God will just train us.
神就只是要训练我们而已。
So no matter what kind of difficulties we're facing today.
所以今天我们不论遇到什么样的眼前的困难。
The most important is do not forget about trusting in Him.
最重要的事情也就是我们不要忘记全意信靠他。
He's always there for us.
因为他总是在我们的旁边。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
以赛亚书四十一章的第十节。
Next,
下一页。
And then also next, another slide. Yes, 41 verse 10.
四十一章的第十节，你们不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我的公义的右手扶持你。
That's one of my favorite verses.
这是我最爱的一段经节。
Do not be afraid.
叫我们不要害怕。
Because God said, "I am with you."
原因是因为神就在我们的身边。
Today, many people are so afraid.
今天大家都害怕。
Afraid of virus.
因为我们都怕病毒。
Afraid that we get sick.
我们都怕自己得了病毒。
Afraid we lose job.
我们都怕自己失业。
But don't be afraid. God has already said, "I am with you."
但是神在这边告诉我们不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
God said, I'm your God.
神说我就是你的神。
I'm strengthening you, I will help you.
我会坚固你，而且要帮助你。
Wow, and I'm the Lord your God who takes you hold the right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
这里更进一步告诉我们说，神要用他公义的右手随时来扶持我。
Right, today, government tell us social distance, 2 meters, right?
今天告诉我们说，我们要有这个社交的距离，必最少保持2公尺以上。
So if you fall down, very few people will come to grab your hand. They say, "Oh, you may have virus."
所以按照今天的距离，如果你跌倒了，没有人敢来接你的，因为呢，就怕这个问题。
But God, he will come and grab your right hand.
但是神就在我们的身边，随时拉着我们的手。
When nobody give you a hand, God will give you a hand.
今天也许没有人会帮你，但是神会拉我一把。
So comforting.
我们会觉得很安慰的。所以今天告诉我们不要怕。
The next line，
在下一页。
Do not forget to receive a visitor。
这里告诉我们不要忘记接待客旅啊。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2。
我们请看希伯来书13章。
13 verse 2。
希伯来书13章的第二节。13章第2节，希伯来书不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
Here tell us, do not forget to receive visitor.
这里告诉我们说，不要忘记接待客旅啊。
Is to talk about the example of Abraham receive visitors.
这里所举的例子，也就是亚伯拉罕接待了来访的客。
One day, 3 visitors appear in the house in front of the tent of Abraham.
那有一天，有3个人来到他的帐篷前面去探望亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.Didn't know that one of them are God Himself.
亚伯拉罕从来没想到这三个访客当中，其中有一位就是神呐。
He just so humble and hospitable. He said, "Hey, stay, and then I'll make you some meal, and you stay and wash your feet, and then you rest."
他非常的爱心，有爱心，非常的热心，接待了3位进他的帐篷休息。
And afterwards,
之后呢
？They stay, and one of them is God Himself, and He blessed Abraham and talked to Abraham.
那么其中一位就是神本身。祝福了亚伯拉罕，也告诉亚伯拉罕。
If he let go these 3 visitors, he would let go the blessing.
如果亚伯拉罕当时就让这三位旅客就这么走了，也许他就失去了神的祝福了。
So Abraham was blessed because he did not forget about to receive people.
我们看到亚伯拉罕得到祝福，就是因为他没有忘记用爱心来接待客人。
Because of the pandemic nowadays, we have social distance, and according to the government.Tell us not to go to other people's house for now.
今天我们可以看到，因为政府的规定呢，所以我们不可以随意的就到人家家去探访了。
However, when the whole thing's ended,
但是当这一切结束之后呢
，we should not stop receiving people or helping people.
那我们就要继续的懂得去帮助别人，去探访人家。
Because this is Christian love, especially to brothers and sisters.
因为爱心的探访就在。弟兄姐妹彼此当中建立很好的关系
，or receive others to come to you，
或是呢接待别人来看你的时候
，if we over afraid, over fearful, over worry，
今天如果我们过度的担心、过度的害怕的话
，even government said, okay, no problem now, you can start normal social order, social work, and we still afraid, and then it's not good。
那么就算这一切都过去了，政府也开放了，如果我们还这样过度担心的话，这就不好喽。
Especially brother and sister, we need the life of fellowship。
尤其是弟兄姐妹之间，必须要有爱的团契。
So we should not let these whole things to change our behavior and also our love toward each other.
因此，我们不要因为环境的改变而忘记了我们这份爱心接待客旅的心呐。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Also read what is next line.
我们再看下一页呢。
And then we read the same chapter, chapter 13, verse 16.
我们看到一样的13章的第16节，希伯来书。
Hebrews 13:16.
希伯来书13章16节，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Here tell us, do not forget about doing good and giving.
这里告诉我们说，不要忘记行善，也不要忘记捐书的事啊。
This doing good and giving is not only giving money to church or offering money to church.
这里告诉我们说，行善捐书不是单单指着给教会的捐献而已啊。
But also to give to help other people in need.
这里也包括了对那些需要的人行善，对那些需要的人做捐书啊。
Verse 15 talks about we should always praise God.
那么十五节这里告诉我们要常常颂赞神。
Yes, it's good. You always sing praise, sing him, say hallelujah.
十五节告诉我们非常重要的，是的，我们当然要常常歌颂赞美神。
But you should not just remember to say hallelujah, praise God, and then you stop helping people, forget about helping people.
但是我们不能只有做一半，只是嘴边常常颂赞神，但是却不行善也不捐书啊。
Nowadays, the society is very, very selfish.
今天我们看到这个社会事实上是很自私的。
Some people they stock up the mask.
有人自私到说自己保有所有的口罩就好了。
And they sell it for high price.
然后转身一下子卖别人非常高的价钱。
Some people stock up a lot of like a toilet paper.
有的人积存了许多的卫生纸啊。
And everybody think about themselves. We have to stock up.
所以大家为什么会这样抢购？因为大家就想到自己要先储存才可以啊。
But the Bible tells us, don't forget helping other people.
但是圣经告诉我们说，不要忘记帮别人。
In the society, many people are hungry.
今天我们看到社会上有许多人是饥饿的。
When they go out of a supermarket, sometimes they have some empty baskets, a food bank, or for donation. Maybe we should give some and help. Every time we buy more, and then give some to the poor people.
今天我们到一些超市的时候，我们会发现有些地方就是。给人家食物银行，也就是把一些食物放在那边，有些穷人需要要的。
Sometimes we see a beggar passing by our cars, give them some spare change.
有时候我们看到一些乞丐经过我们的车旁的时候呢，把一些零钱给施舍给他们也是很好。
No, do not forgive about giving.
今天我们不要忘记要能够捐书啊。
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经告诉我们。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为圣经告诉我们，施比受更有福气啊。
That is what Lord Jesus said, recorded in the book of Acts.
那么这我们看到《使徒行传》
Acts chapter 20,
使徒行传二十章
verse 35,
三十五节
Acts chapter 20, verse 35,
使徒行传二十章三十五节，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道，应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福啊。
Yes, it's blessed to receive so much from God.
所以今天呢，我们是的，从神得到很多的恩典，真的感谢。
But if you can give it out, even more blessed.
今天如果我们能够将这样的福气也给别人的话，那就更有福了。
Because you have more than enough.
因为我们已经超过我们所应该有的。
Whatever extra you have at home,
凡是我们多，凡是我们多出来的，事实上留在家也没用了。
Why don't you give it to others to help?
那么我们能够给出去，给人家真的需要的人，这是更好啊。
And when you give to others, you change their life.
当我们把一样东西给别人的时候，也许这样东西改变了这个人的一生。
And also when you give others, God also bless you more.
那么也因为我们的施舍呢，神会给我们更多的福气。
Because God wants to help others through you.
因为神要经过我们的时候去帮助别人。
So God say, I must bless him more because I want you to use him to help other people.
那么神会这样子呢，更祝福我们，因为神要经过我们的手，更祝福别人。
Just like a well.
那么就好像个井一样。
The more you draw water, the water will come out more.
井水就这样子，你井水挑的越多，井水就越满。
If you're so stingy, you close the well, you don't let people to draw the water. After a while, the water stinks, cannot even drink.
所以今天如果我们很小气的话，把井给封了，水也拿不出来了，那请问这个水还能喝吗？
So more blessed to give than to receive.
所以这里告诉我们一句话：施比受就更为有福了。
So this evening we talk about there's so many things that we shall not forget.
所以今天提醒我们很多事情不可以忘记哦。
Do not forget our own mistakes. Don't repeat the same mistake.
今天我们不可以忘记曾经犯过的错误，不要再犯哦。
Secondly, do not forget about your covenant with God.
第二点，我们不要忘记跟神所立下的约。
Thirdly, we should not forget about God's grace.
第三个，也不要忘记神给我们的恩惠。
Fourthly.
第四点
，should not forget about receiving visitors.
那么也不要忘记我们要接待旅客啊。
Number five, we should not forget about giving and doing good.
那么最后一点，也就是不要忘记行善和捐书啊。
May the Lord Jesus Christ help us.
那么愿神祝福与我们同在。
Sing hymn 348.
我们一起唱赞美诗384首。
348。
348首。